American Baseball with Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Kerry Crowley continues live from Giant Spring Training at Scottsdale Stadium on KNBR 104.5 at 680, the sports leader.
Well, it's a pleasure to bring in our co-host, and that is sinker, slider, bone chip, as Woe calls him, and that is the big righty, Bill Lasky. Bill, how are you?
Good morning, Marty. Good morning, San Francisco Giant fans, as we enter our full first weekend with two pregames, two postgames. But I'm excited again, Marty. Some good stuff that happened this past week.
Yeah, it's, you know, five games, and like Woe said, it's did you ever do instructional league? Were you ever in that?
Yeah, I did, and it was very good. I mean, a lot of that was depending on how many coaches you had, and usually had three or four pitching coaches. And a lot of times that was a two-month process in October and November after the minor league season. Of course, they took all the top prospects. And when I was with the Royals, I did that a couple winters, and then I played winter ball. So it was more on your arm, more on your body, but what you saw was a lot of top-line coaches getting to see you, and that was the big plus on that.
Yeah, and then they make it a five-inning game or change an inning, and that's kind of where Woe was going with it. It's a little different, and we've got that for the first couple of weeks. Bill, you think maybe it's a nine-inning game today?
Yeah, that's what I was told. Nine innings. You got Johnny Cueto on the hill today, and then seven relievers. So we don't know if Johnny's going to do one or two innings, but we'll find out as the game progresses. And eight innings tomorrow against the Reds. So maybe they're starting to push this a little quicker than what they were talking about of March 14th being able to do that.
You know, I think about Johnny Cueto, and I said this when they signed him, and I knew we'd get to this point where he'd be older. I didn't know he'd need surgery and all that along the way. But, Bill, this guy knows how to pitch. Every time he does anything on the major league field, it has a reason. And here he is in spring training, and I don't worry about him. I just think this guy knows what he's doing, and he's going to get prepared. Now, he didn't pitch in winter ball this year, which is unusual for people from the Dominican Republic or Venezuela. You know, they go home, they want to play. He didn't do that. What do you expect from Cueto?
Well, I tell you what, I really believe Johnny needs to get a good start in this season. Good spring training and get some shutout innings, get his velocity back up. As you said, he is a master of deception. And with the shimmy and shake, that always adds the plus. But I want to see him go out and get his pitches quality, hitting the corners, good break on his pitch, good changeup. And we know how great of a changeup he has. And he's probably got the best move to first base than any right-hander in this roster. But I one thing I love seeing is some of these Latin players that are younger pitchers are gravitating to him. Nunez was saying Johnny Cueto is just a wrath of information. And that's what I love to see, the older players and pitchers taking these younger players and pitchers under their wing and just kind of giving them the confidence. Nunez hasn't pitched a high A ball from the Mets. And, of course, he's a Rule 5 player, so the Giants would have to connect and hold him. But at the same time, for him to go out of his way and do that, you hear Buster Posey with Joey Barr Crawford. That's what I love hearing, and that's what I love seeing as this spring training progresses.
Well, it's good. Now, look, Cueto, you know, is not the typical pitcher that they look for today. You know, today, of course, it's relievers. They want it up in the zone, 97, and then a splitter, a changeup, you know, or a great slider like Nunez has. But Cueto doesn't have that kind of repertoire. He's really got to have pinpoint control.
He sure does, and we talk about off-speed. That changeup is filthy when he gets it going, and that's the kind of what I'd like to see today, a quick inning by him and not going deep into counts. Kansas City Royals know him very well. He pitched over there. Of course, a lot of new players coming over, and both lineups have some players back in, regular players today. We're finally seeing a little bit more of the active roster that we will see come April 1st with Solano playing second, Yastrzemski and Listella at the top of the order, Buster's back behind the plate, Longoria's DH. So that's what I'm anxious to see some of these veteran players come out and have good games today.
Yeah, and then to finish off the lineup, Crawford at short, Darren Ruff at first base. Now, Mike Minor, a lefty, is going for Kansas City today. Vossler, left-handed hitter, is in left field today, and Woe alluded to that they may see. They love the bat. They love the way the bat plays, so they're going to try to put him somewhere. He's in left. And Jalen Davis makes his debut in right field today. I know we're going to watch him very carefully, Bill, because this is a power hitter, but he's got to catch up with the heat.
Yeah, he's had some minor injuries as spring training, so this is his first start. Getting to see Jason Vossler on television on Tuesday against the Dodgers, really liked his approach at the plate going the opposite way, and he got another hit the following day, so he's definitely a contact hitter. Where can they put him? We don't know. Where are they going to try to put him? Now he's in left field, but he is that super utility player, and that's what the Giants love. And, of course, you and I have talked about this all the time. When Farhan goes out, he loves that type of player. Now, Slater, on the other hand, is just going to play outfield, so Vossler might fall into that slot of being that infielder, outfielder that they love to have on that bench.
Boy, Slater's been banged up. We don't see much of him, do we?
Yeah, he had a hamstring issue. He's feeling better, throwing the ball better, hitting the ball. And I'm looking for big things out of Austin Slater once he gets healthy. And, of course, that's the big question mark with him.
Well, you're going to have him on the show tomorrow night on Extra Innings. Of course, you do the post game every weekend, but you have him with you tomorrow night.
Yeah, I got Tyler Beattie on today. I had a great conversation with him. And, of course, the physical attributes of having Tommy John and then the mental approach. And we always talk about players that go through injury where you have to sit almost a full year to get back in competition. But Tyler Beattie and you and I both have talked to him several times, Marty. He's got that lion approach. Nothing's phasing him right now. He just wants to get back on the hill and participate in drills and throwing. And he only throws on the side Monday, Wednesday, Friday, light hitting, some bunting. But you know he can't wait to put those spikes on and compete again.
Mm. Well, we've got Ruff to talk about. How about this guy? I mean, 3 years in the Korean League, hit 87 home runs, comes back to spring training last year, is on fire, and all of a sudden spring training gets closed down, goes to 2.0, can't hit a lick, and then during the season gets his 80 at-bats, and he became a tremendous platoon player, and he's starting to hit down here again.
And that's great. And it's good news for Ruff, because here's a guy that you said has struggled through minor leagues and big leagues. He had a great year in Korea. And last year, I thought the limited time he played, he did a fantastic job. He said he felt comfortable in a Giants uniform. That's why he signed quickly to come back. And he's starting to hit the ball. He drove a ball the first home run to left field. He's had some nice defensive plays so far. And today he's playing first base. And he doesn't care if it's a left-hander or right-hander on the mound. He wants to prove the Giants that he can hit either side.
Boy, it's going to be interesting. All right, we'll take a break. I know we wanted to have Maria Guardado on today, but she's in the middle of a Zoom call. Of course, Maria, we love her, and she covers the Giants for MLB.com, and I always love her opinions on what's going on. So, Bill, it looks like she's tied up, so it's you and me for another segment.
Oh, it's no problem, Marty.
But I want to talk about these pitchers, these relief pitchers with you, because, Bill, it's March the 6th. And as I say, you've been through spring training. I've watched baseball my whole life. On March 6th, when you throw 97, what are you going to do on April 6th?
And hopefully what throw 98.
Yeah, and wait till the hitters catch up with you. You know, because, you know, they're just tracking fastballs right now. They're praying that they can just get in there and get out. Without trouble. Look at the scores.
It's very difficult for a hitter to come right through spring training and you're taking live BP, you're taking off machines in the cage, and then all of a sudden you step on the field and the pitcher on the mound's throwing 98 on the corners and elevating, as you say. A lot of these pitchers that are throwing that played winter ball, a lot of these are Latin pitchers with live arms. So they had 2 months of throwing, and they get maybe January off, and boom, they're right on the mound. So they are ahead of a lot of players that didn't play winter ball. You can throw so much in bullpens. You can throw so much to live batting practice. But until you get on the mound and you put that spike in front of that rubber and you toe up, it's a whole different mental aspect. And
yeah,
these guys are way ahead.
Now, look, there are going to be fans. You know, I know we're going through the break here, but, you know, there will be fans in the park. The Giants are in the red tier now. They're heading in the right direction. And, you know, there should be 8,900 maybe for opening day. And if they really go in the right direction for the next couple of weeks, they can get into the orange tier, which could put them over 13,000 in the ballpark. So let's see what a pitcher does when the third deck happens. You know what I mean?
Sure, and it's a difference, Marty. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. When you see all those tears of all the fans up there, and you get out and you look up there and you're like, oh, my goodness, there's 60,000 people. There's 40,000 people here, and it happens.
I know.
And it really happens, and where it bothers you is the rookie, the young kid that hasn't pitched in front of that many crowd. He has to literally block that out, and it's so difficult to do. The veterans will tell you, don't worry about it. Just think of one or two people up there. Well, it doesn't happen. It's harder than you imagine.
Yeah, so a lot of these young kids, it's a long way to go, but 97 on March 6th, you know, and whatever. They got to throw strikes, and they're doing it, so whatever they're supposed to do now. But before we break, I'll tell you one quick story. And, you know, I love, you know, of course I did the fantasy camp with you. I did the A's fantasy camp, the Seattle Mariners fantasy camp. And, you know, you were on a major league field from time to time. And I stood there, and a lot of times when I walk in, you know, I come in on Saturday and go past the strawberries and the rutabagas and the potato chips and the, everything else. Sometimes I'll stop and just walk on the field, and I mean this, and just stand by the pitcher's mound and look up and say, can you imagine? Can you imagine 40,000 people here, a game on the line, and you're standing here? And I look up, it is overwhelming. It really is. Now, I'm not a professional pitcher. Yeah. You learn to block stuff out, but it is overwhelming.
The biggest park that really intimidated me was Dodger Stadium, because they had like four tiers. That top tier with the Dodger sign was always lit up, and you kind of just looked up there and you're like, oh my goodness, there's so many people here, and it's all in blue. And of course, Giant fans were sprinkled in here, but that stadium was just epic for me. That mound was such a beautiful mound to pitch off of. Dodger Stadium is just a gorgeous ballpark, and that was one ballpark that just kind of it was that nervousness, of course, the rivalry pitching against the Dodgers in L.A. and the fans. But that was one place that was just an epic place to pitch, and just a fascinating Dodger Stadium to go in there and face the Dodgers.
Yeah, it's a big part of the game of learning how to handle yourself in front of a big crowd. So we got more to talk about. Bill Lasky, myself right here, Kerry Crowley is going to join us at the top of the hour, too. And Adam Copeland will be with Kerry today, and then Bruce Jenkins. But Bill will come back. Jake Odorizzi has a new home. We could talk about that. And the Giants have Justin Bour. Remember him from the Marlins, left-handed hitter? We'll talk about him. So back with Bill right after this. You're listening to KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Kerry Crowley on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Pralines and Cream, Tin Roof Sunday, Rocky Road. These are just a few of Lenardi Market's customer favorites. Lenardi's old-fashioned gourmet ice cream, smooth, creamy, and delicious. Lenardi's ice cream is made locally with fresh quality ingredients. Lenardi's ice cream is the perfect end to a great meal or after a Giants win. Stop by one of Lenardi's 8 locations and treat yourself to your favorite flavor. San Bruno, Burlingame, Belmont, Los Gatos, 2 in San Jose, 1 in Bascom, 1 on Meridian, Walnut Creek, and Danville. Lenardi's, quite simply, the best.
What's new at River Islands? Who's buying homes at River Islands? Young families who want to get a good start with a great house, neighborhood schools, and lots of parks and playing fields. People who love all the high-tech and energy conservation features in the homes and throughout the whole community. Bay Area retirees or almost retirees who want to have a wonderful place to live and money in the bank from selling a house in the Bay Area and moving to River Islands. Check them out, riverislands.com.
Now back to Talkin' Baseball with Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Kerry Crowley. Live from Scottsdale Stadium on your home of Giants baseball. KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Bill, Jake Odorizzi's got a new home. Now this Framber Valdez, who's a terrific pitcher for Houston.
Yeah.
See, he took one off his ring finger, broke his ring finger. He's out, it looks like, maybe for the year. I can't believe it.
Yeah, top prospect. Really top
Holy
prospect
cow.
For the Astros.
Yeah, Houston went out today and got the last remaining free agent, I guess, Jake Odorizzi to the Houston Astros.
Yeah, he's probably the last one that's a quality starter, and of course they need him now. I mean, when you lose your one of your top prospects, he pitched so well for them last year at the end of the year. He had an overwhelming fastball, good breaking ball. Dusty Baker was really high on him. And these are the injuries we all remember about Madison Bumgarner breaking his finger to last start years ago in spring training. And these are the injuries you have to stay away from, Marty.
Against Kansas City, too.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I sure do.
Giants signed Justin Bour to a minor league contract, and he's not in the major league camp because you can't have more than 75 people, and they got 74. I don't know if they can't count Abe Silvestri or not. But, that was a great interview you did with Abe last week.
I appreciate that. You can hear it on podcast, too. KMBR podcast has that up.
But he's a traveling secretary in charge of so many things with the Giants. Really good. But Justin Bour, he killed the Giants when he's with the Marlins, and now, you know, he's a little bit older. But they're worried about Belt. And Flores and Ruff are right-handed. And, you know, they're platoon crazy on this team. So, Justin Bour, you got a chance.
Yeah, I think just a backup plan. Of course, Brandon Belt has not been in a game yet. He's been taking some BP, physical, just kind of, you know, not feeling well. And, of course, he had heel surgery over the winter. But I think it's just another one of those feathers in Farhan's hat. Justin Bour is an experienced big leaguer. But that was years ago. I mean, he had four real good years with the Marlins. And then he went over to Philly and the Angels and really didn't do much at all. And then he went to Japan, hit 17 home runs last year. And 370 or more bats, but I think it's an insurance policy, you know, for the Giants and to see what he can do. And hey, go to the minor leagues. He's got to go down there in April and start all over again. And I just think it might be a good move for the Giants to have somebody of that caliber down there.
Yeah, why not? They look, if they're building for 1 year, you can get guys who are 32, 33, 34, 31. And you're not signing him to six-year deals where you got to eat the rest of the contract. So Farhan's got his plan, and that is let me make the team better for this year with one-year deals. Look, the guy we saw see today, Matt Whistler, is another example of it. Not that old, but if he pans out for a year, you know, fine. If not, there's Jackson is another one who's 33. And that's what Farhan is doing. He's building for 1 year and says, look, I can get away with 30-plus-year-old players for 1 year because I'm not getting stuck with them.
Well, and the biggest thing, Marty, look at the rotation. Everybody's done after 1 year. All the rotation,
yeah,
the five guys
they're
that they're talking about, except for Webb, of course. But that's what his plan is. He's got money in a bank for next year, and there's a lot of great free agents coming on next winter. So there's no doubt he's got his sights on a few things he wants, and he's filled this roster up with some intriguing players, some very good talent. And, of course, this bullpen, these guys are coming out throwing bullets, as you said earlier. And, again, today, you know, you got Whistler, Gott, Peralta, Selman, Rogers, Duvall, and Gonzalez, who we haven't even talked about. Luis Gonzalez, a left-hander, 29 years old, played in Japan, a little bit with the Phillies and the Orioles, but just another guy that throws gas. So we are going to see this throughout this whole month of March until we get down to the end of March and see what guys are going to make it and what guys aren't.
Yeah, yeah, like I say, he's not afraid to sign older players that everybody in baseball has shied away from because he's got it down. I'll sign him for 1 year and then goodbye. And that's why he thinks he can make a better team for the Giants. Look at Ruff. Look at a guy like Ruff.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Scott Kazmir. We haven't talked about him yet. But
Kerry
Crowley, Kerry Crowley is coming up next. And he's going to talk with Adam Copeland a little later in his half hour. But I want to get Kerry on and ask him some of these questions that you and I are talking about. So we'll do that right after this break. You're listening to KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Kerry Crowley on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.